Dr. Flagg, thanks very much for being here today.
Oh, you're welcome, Aaron. Nice to be with you.
First school board meeting after the school year ended here, and we got a nice technology report from all the principals at all the buildings across Knoxville. Mr. Crawford and Mr. McNeil talked about the one-to-one program, as did Mrs. Van Workum, and then Mr. Kitchis and Mr. Montgomery also discussed the things going on in the elementary schools with the smart boards. And overall, it seems like technology is very much part of what the children are doing now.
Well, Aaron, I think the students and teachers have benefited quite a bit from the use of the laptop computers and other technology throughout the district this year. The technology has enabled teachers to develop lessons that are more easily delivered and get students more involved. I think students have taken upon themselves, especially at the middle school and high school, to delve into research issues more completely, in more detail. We know that we have a lot of work left to do. We have so many more opportunities, I think, with the technology that we have available. We do believe that our homework completion rate was much improved this year, but still we have students who we need to work with in order to make sure that they're focusing on the computers as an educational tool as opposed to a piece of entertainment. And while I don't think that number is very large, it still is a new way of learning, and it's a new tool that we all need to get used to. But I think, yeah, the enthusiasm for the technology has been tremendous, and because of the technology being available, we have been able to set some new goals and establish some new ideas for next year.
And that's the great thing, too. A lot of the smart boards and laptops were brand new this year, and so it was almost kind of an experimental year, learning what works and developing new ideas to move forward. And I know they said that the teachers collaborated a lot, sharing ideas across departments and grade levels and that sort of thing.
I think our teachers did a wonderful job of learning how technology can help them in their classrooms. And I know that most, if not all of them, will spend time with technology and attending classes and trying to figure out how they can use technology even more in the future.
Moving on, Mr. Brian McNeil, the middle school principal, won an award, the Middle School Administrator of the Year Award. Explain a little bit more about that.
Well, Brian McNeil was nominated by some of his teachers for the Iowa Middle School Principal of the Year Award. He has been selected as the Middle School Principal of the Year for the Heartland Area 11. And so he is one of probably four or five candidates now who will be considered for the state award. I don't know exactly what the timeline is, but I know that the selection process begins in earnest yet this summer. So I think that's Mr. McNeil's a very worthy person for that award, and I think it really speaks highly of him and the staff at the middle school that he would be nominated by some of his teachers.
And the Heartland region is actually, I believe, the largest in terms of enrollment in the state of Iowa.
Oh, yeah, because the AEA 11 stretches from Twin Cedars to Carroll and includes the Des Moines and Ames districts and so forth. So, yeah, it does represent most of the students.
The summer has started, and though the kids are out, you guys continue to work to improve the summer. Just what are some of the things that go on at the summer in the administration office and that you guys will be working on?
Well, of course, some of the issues that Craig Mobley, our business manager, works with are, you know, the closing the books. Books close June 30th, so we have to make sure all of that is in order, you know, taking care of outstanding bills, purchase orders, and that kind of thing. Jill Van Workum and I work a lot with the principals and also consultants from the AEA to make professional development plans for next year. In fact, we're having a council meeting Friday morning, probably take most of the day Friday to not only review what we did this year, but plan for the future. And professional development is a big part of that because we have several opportunities for teachers to stress instructional skills, and that's going to be our main focus because we want to do all we can to improve learning opportunities for the kids.
And then finally today, I wanted to just talk a little bit about the auditorium groundbreaking taking place on Monday at 6:30 out on the site there. Big event for the school district, obviously.
Yeah, it's really an exciting event. We're going to meet at the west side of the high school. People should park in that west parking lot. We've got a banner made. Members of the auditorium committee, the school board, representatives of the architectural firm and the construction firm will be there. We want people to bring their shovels and cameras. It's an exciting event because I think with the groundbreaking, you say, hey, this is really going to happen now. I just talked to our architect earlier today, and they're going to start demolition or ground preparation work the week of the 18th of June. So as soon as we see the equipment come, that'll be another big step.
And if it's raining, since it's raining this morning, might as well bring that up. Is there a rain date, or we'll just play that by ear?
There's not a rain date. We'll just play it by ear.
All right. Well, sounds good. Anything else you'd like to add today?
Well, Aaron, thanks for working with me and the school district this past school year. We appreciate the efforts of you and KNIA to get stories out about the school and get the news that we like to share to our public.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Fleck.
Thank you.